The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents JADCO and You.
The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, the country's national anti-doping organization, continues to develop educational programs to provide information on anti-doping to its target audience. In October 2015, for the third time around, the commission hosted a series of island-wide junior athletes anti-doping education workshops catering to secondary school athletes and their support personnel.
The focus needs to be on the juniors because they are at an impressionable age now, and the knowledge they get, it will help them to make informed and ethical decisions. So we think at this age group, it's the right time to get into their heads what is required of them as athletes, and also they can make the choice of whether they want to go on to become a professional athlete or not.
Executive Director of JADCO, Carrie Brown. Participants were able to learn about critical topics in anti-doping and get their questions answered by representatives of the commission as well as medical practitioners. Presentations covered the role and responsibilities of JADCO, the doping control process, the health effects of prohibited substances and methods, as well as a new component which was added to this year's program, values-based education.
And they need to understand what is involved as it relates to fair play and making the right decision, not only for themselves, but for the others around them as well. So we think that is important, you know, the whole issue of fair play, camaraderie, especially at this age. It's not just about me, myself and I, but building a team-like winning environment where everything is positive and it's not just about the me first mentality.
The highlight of this series of workshops was the awarding of prizes to the winner and runners-up in the 2014 JADCO Mascot Competition and the unveiling of the mascot to participants. The mascot was created based on the winning design submitted by Ajanae Billings, a fourth-form student at Arden High School. The mascot, a leopard called Leo, who really looks like a cheetah, has an interesting story.
In English class, it's my teacher really because she taught us about puns, and like puns have two different meanings. So like I said, why not use a cheetah? But then again, a cheetah is a cheetah in pun language. So like, I had to find a way to twist it and turn it and say, make him a leopard instead of a cheetah and name him Leo on a cheetah.
Well, the story behind the mascot, Leo, is not a cheetah. It has a double effect as a pun really, that Leo is not a cheater. And so we want that to be the message going out there, that you can be good at anything you are. It doesn't have to be sport, but that you don't need to cheat to do this. And we want persons to, when they see Leo, that comes to their mind that, okay, I'm going to do this properly and I'm not going to cheat.
Executive Director of JADCO, Carrie Brown. Ajanae walked away with a cash prize of $25,000 and a trophy for his efforts, while Antonio Mundell and Raquel Brown, also of Arden High School, received $15,000 and a trophy and $10,000 and a plaque for placing second and third respectively. The participants appreciated the experience and were eager to share their feedback.
I also learned that doping is not only taking illegal substances to enhance your performance, but it's a lot more than that. It's a whole lot more than that.
This workshop, it has educated me. It has provided a new perspective on how I look at doping. So these drugs that you may take or supplements that you may take, you have to be careful of what you put into your system.
These banned substances, though they enhance performance, they also can cause harm to your body, and that is one of the things that I will always look at.
I can take back to my classmates and peers that doping is wrong. It's so unfair and it doesn't make any sense because it doesn't allow the world to see your true potential.
Now we are better able to go back to our schools and enlighten the kids about the substances that can be used and that cannot be used while taking part in sporting activities.
The series of junior athletes anti-doping education workshops commenced in February 2014 and have now been instituted as an annual event on the Commission's calendar of activities. For more information on the workshops or to learn more about JADCO, contact the offices at 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, telephone 929-3500, or log on to www.jadco.gov.jm. And that's it for this edition of JADCO and You. Until next time, remember, you don't need dope to cope.
Oh,
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.